Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and my guest today is Eric Jensen. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Robert.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot.
Eric was on the show, I think it was about a year ago.
About two years ago.
2 years ago.
Yes.
My, time flies.
Yes.
Showing the SQL CE toolkit.
Correct.
And you are here today to show us the SQLite toolkit.
Yes.
So tell us, what is the SQLite toolkit? And for maybe for the viewers that aren't as familiar with it, maybe give us a little bit of a background on SQLite itself.
Yes. Like SQL Server Compact, SQLite is an embedded database engine that you can include with your application. And it basically gives you a relational database management system within your application, in memory with your application. And the advantage of having that is, of course, that you can actually include or have access to more data than you can fit into memory,
right?
Because you can access just the data that you need at the particular point in time.
So the data, the database itself is a file, lives in the hard disk. SQLite runs in process, in memory, and it is free.
It is free, and not only that, it is available for all imaginable desktop platforms.
Yep. Windows 8, Windows Phone, iOS, Android.
You name it.
You name it. WPF, etc.
Yes.
Et
yes
anybody it. Can use it.
Yes.
Cool.
So I've taken, as you said, I've done the SQL CE toolbox, and I've taken a number of features for that from that, and ported them. So developers that now need to use SQLite, and that's a requirement if you want to have a database with WinRT-based applications, meaning Windows Phone and Windows Store applications.
And Visual Studio itself doesn't really have any SQLite tooling. It's got great SQL Server tooling, but does it have any SQLite tooling?
You can install a ADO.NET provider from system.data.sqlite.org.
Okay.
And that will actually give you some integration in the Server Explorer, where you can explore the database. But it will not give you any scripting capabilities, very limited query execution capabilities. Mm-hmm. It will basically just show you that this particular file contains those tables, which has those columns.
Okay.
So it's not
in the basics, but
in
not
the
good
context,
enough.
Yeah,
fair number of third-party tools for SQLite.
There are some desktop-based tools. Yeah. I don't know a lot about them. I don't think as a
I use one called SQLite Admin. It works fine.
It's
but to have something inside Visual Studio would be very
I think,
handy.
Exactly, people really like to have something directly inside Visual Studio. That's what I hear again and again.
Okay, they want so to show us what you did.
Yes. I actually combined the two products into one, just for it was
smart
just
idea.
Easy. And it was actually just a minor addition to accommodate using SQLite, because I've kind of abstracted things a little bit.
Right.
So it's actually a combined. If you download the product, you get two for one, so to speak.
Okay.
And free.
Excellent. Cool. Cool.
Yes. It's hosted on CodePlex, so it's open source. So anyone that wants to contribute new features, welcome to do that.
We'll put a link on that in the show description.
Yes.
So people don't have to squint and copy that right now.
And then, of course, it's available in the Extension Manager and on Visual
Even
Studio
better.
Gallery.
Okay.
And it supports all versions from Visual Studio 2010 up to 2014. And
2015.
Yes. As it's just been announced.
Yes.
And I've also just learned that there will be an edition, a free edition of Visual Studio that would basically replace all the number of Express editions, and it will allow full extensibility, including, for example, the SQLite toolbox.
So you're talking about the Visual Studio Community 2013 edition that we just recently announced.
Exactly.
The free version, meant to have more features than in the Express SKUs, particularly the ability to run extensions, which obviously is going to be hugely popular.
And that is making me very happy.
Yes.
Because I've had a lot of
making a lot of people very happy.
I'm sure. I've had a lot of users asking, I've located your toolbox. I've downloaded it from Visual Studio Gallery. I double-click the VisX, but nothing happens.
Yes.
And there, it turns out they're sitting with Express for Windows Desktop or something like that.
Yep. One of the biggest benefits of this.
Yeah, that's a really good story.
Right. Cool.
Yes. I've already installed the toolbox on my Visual Studio, but otherwise, of course, it's available from the Extensions and Updates Manager. You can launch it from the Tools menu, and you can also launch it from the Server Explorer. I've added, if it's here somewhere, I've added a button to Server Explorer to actually launch it.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's do that and just forget about Server Explorer. The toolbox consists of something that looks quite similar to Server Explorer if you're used to that. It will be a list of all the data connections that you have, where you basically connect to whatever databases you want to work with that's available on your disk. And in the new with this new version, I've just added the feature that you can add a connection to a SQLite database.
Excellent.
So let's go and do that. We'll go and locate a file.
And are you assuming a particular? So you're using .db as the default extension.
Yeah, okay. But I've seen other. SQL Server Compact has quite a hard extension expectation that every file is called SDF.
Right.
It's not a requirement, but that's just a kind of a de facto state of things.
The,
but
the
for
SQLite administrator tool that I've been using, I think defaults to S3DB.
Yeah, and I've seen SQLite as extensions as well.
So,
but
do you list all of those as defaults?
This dialog is actually hard-coded to list the DBs, but I'm open to feedback.
So, all right, so there's my feedback. Would be to kind of get the topmost extensions.
Exactly,
and potentially
and do a conglomeration of those.
Right.
Definitely, yes.
But your tool will open them regardless of what they're named, right?
Exactly, and I also have an option to show all files, of course.
Right. Okay.
And my tool will open them as long as they're SQLite database.
Okay.
Yes,
good.
Definitely. They probably even open them even if they're not, and throw an error.
Now we'll see what happens.
No mind. Yes. So, and this connection dialog looked very technical, but it will actually allow you to set a lot of what is called pragmas in the SQLite language. Special options that are invoked when you actually open the database.
Okay.
And you can set them via constructing the connection string. And that technical dialog that I show you will allow you to specify quite a few of those.
Cool.
But I'm just going for just opening the file name and referring to that.
Okay.
Okay. So now we have a connection to our SQLite database. And this 3.5 here simply means that it's SQL Compact 3.5.
Yep.
Maybe I should change that and indicate that it's SQL Compact. Now we have two different systems here available. You can browse, just like you can in Server Explorer, browse all the tables.
You can create tables, presumably.
You can also create tables.
Yep.
The main focus of this tool is a programmer tool. So everything is based on scripting.
Right.
So if you create something, I don't actually create the table. I will generate a create table statement that you then can modify in a query editor and then build the table the way you want it. But I can help you build that create table statement, for example.
Do you have a sense these days of how many people, developers, how many developers create tables ahead of time in some kind of SQL admin tool versus just using code first in any framework and having the runtime create the database for them?
I don't know what the percentages are, but there's certainly I've seen people using both options to a large extent.
Okay.
What I would show is how this tool can take an existing database and use that and create the tables. And a lot of people are used to that because they're used to working with SQL Server.
Right. Right.
But obviously, if you come from a different angle, then just doing some kind of code first similar approach is absolutely a viable option. And there's also, it's also possible to do something like that with SQLite in a phone and store.
Right.
And you already demonstrated that in a previous issue version of the SQL Toolbox show. Sorry, Visual Studio Toolbox show. Okay, on the table level, we have certain options available. I will just demonstrate a few of them. We can script the creation statements for all the objects, like for example a create statement, and that will give us a basic query editor with a color coding.
Cool.
Where you can run this script, and you of course can modify it at your heart's desire. We can also do a select statement. And then there's a few buttons here that can actually invoke those statements, like execute button. Let's try to run that. And as you can see now, I'm displaying the results as a text. If you go into the options button here on the toolbox, you can actually also display show result in grid. You can actually also display the results in in a more grid-like fashion if you want that. Let's just try to enable that and see what that looks like. There we are.
Right. Okay.
So you have both options. In the SQL Compact toolbox, I'm actually able to create a show plan, which will result in a graphical plan showing the path of execution of a particular query. SQLite has something similar, but it's text-based, which is called explain, and I will. This will be the explanation for what it's going to do.
Okay.
So it's will say we scan the table album.
Okay.
So that feature is also available, but it's not a nice graphical view of all the operations and how they correlate. But that is much how much information you can get out of SQLite.
Cool.
We went out of here for some reason. You are also able to edit data directly in a grid here, so you can populate your database beforehand just by hand editing. That's useful if it's just a small table with some some lookup data. You can also import data. I'm not going to demo that, but you can also import data from a CSV file. So you will just have to get hold of a CSV file that matches your table structure, and you can actually it will actually just create insert statements based on the CSV file that you can then execute, and that's useful for, of course, larger amounts of of data that you want to include in your database.
So that has to come from a CSV file. You can't connect directly to another SQLite database or SQL Server.
There are some SQL Server related scripting options as well.
Okay,
I will show I'll show you those in a little while. On the table level, you can also view the data as a report grid, which will allow you to just basically browse the data. But not only that, it will also allow you to export the data as Excel, PDF, and Word format.
Okay, cool.
If you want to, for some reason, to share the data with somebody else.
Yep.
Yes, and I already mentioned the CSV export. Import. For populating larger amounts of data.
Is there an export feature?
There is an export feature. It's also scripting based.
Okay.
Yes. If you had a question about a SQL Server, you can script a SQL Server database schema and data for use with SQLite.
I see.
And that will create a SQLite compatible script that you can then run with a tool called command line tool called SQLite3.exe.
Okay.
And then populate your database based on that script or number of scripts.
All right.
So it's possible to migrate a SQL Server of probably limited size, but nonetheless, at least to get started with something from SQL Server.
Okay. Yes. And then you can also export a SQLite database and import it into another one, right?
Exactly. You can also script the SQLite database and schema, and cool. You can also script just the schema or just the data from a SQLite database and just move it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I have no just create a SQLite database and populate it feature just yet.
Okay.
I haven't gotten around to that.
Right.
It's possible to do that with SQL Compact.
Right. So.
But this will help you along part of the way.
Yep.
Yes. On database level, we also have a table creation feature,
mm-hmm.
which will allow you to simply specify column types. Actually, in SQLite, there are only four column types,
right.
But you can actually, in the SQL language, you can specify, you can be more specific about the types, but in essence, in the engine, there are only four data types.
Right.
But this will actually have to give the table a name and add another column. And this will actually script the table.
Mm-hmm.
It will not create the table for you, but it will create a script that can be understood by the SQLite engine. And then, of course, you can work on with that and add more columns and so on.
And then again, you actually run that.
And then if you execute that against...
You can execute that from inside Visual Studio, or you run the command line tool.
Right? Yes, you can also use the command line tool that's supplied by the SQLite.
So you can do both?
You can do both, yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can also just execute it from in here. It will just run against the
against
the connected database. You don't. It's for the larger script, for the large script, for the export script. You need the command line tool.
Okay.
For performance reasons, because everything that happens in the script is a single transaction.
Right. Okay. Or if you you have built an app, you've got it running on a device, and then you just want to recreate the database or something, then you would just take the script over and run the command line tool.
Exactly.
But if you're inside Visual Studio, your tool allows you to just execute it from
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. You can execute all these scripts from within Visual Studio if you're sitting developing it, basically.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yes. So we mentioned the scripting here. I also have a couple of documentation-related features that will allow you to provide documentations to your fellow developers or part of the project documentation. You can create a HTML-based document that will list all the tables in the database, data types, relations, column types, everything. And, of course, then you can include that as a Word document or whatever in your documentation.
Right.
As an attachment to a TFS Word item or whatever.
Check it into source control.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And I also have a tool to create something called database graphs, which is interactive graphs that show the connection between objects and Visual Studio. Contains a viewer to explore those graphs.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's try to create one and see what it looks like.
Is that similar to the SQL Server database diagram?
Sort of. Maybe. Nah. It's more. Yeah. It's more. There's other features in in editions of Visual Studio to explore interconnections between code. Classes,
right.
Methods.
Oh, so you're modeling it more after on code map.
Exactly.
I see. Okay.
And it's actually the code map underneath uses the same. It generates a graph that that displays its understanding of the code map.
Okay.
And this is a graph that displays the understanding of a database and how the tables are. You can see there's arrows between the tables.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow line is related to invoice.
Yep.
Not really surprising.
Yes.
And you can click expand here. Something should happen. I clicked back again. Something, I think. Expand group and there we are.
Oh, there we
I don't
are.
Know. It just didn't want to show me. You can expand and see the individual columns and have a small like legend, like what type they are. Like this is a foreign key, so this invoice ID is a foreign key that points to the invoice table and so on.
Nice.
So it's kind of an interactive exploration of a database.
That's very cool.
It's quite cool.
Yeah. I like that.
I have the same feature where you can actually take a SQL Server database and do the same, create the same graph, and explore a SQL Server database to better, maybe if you're new to it, to better understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. On the right hand side, I have a universal app solution open, as you can see. And I have done basically what you did in your SQLite related edition of the show. I have added references to the SQLite extension SDK from each of these two solutions. There's a Windows Phone. Sorry, let's expand that a little bit. There's a Windows Phone app and a Windows 8.1 app, and then there's a shared something. Let's just call it a shared project. And all the code in a shared project in the universal app can be consumed by both these applications.
Yep.
And I've added the SQLite hyphen net package from NuGet.
Yep.
I actually had to add it to one of the projects, and then move the source files.
Yeah, because you can't add NuGet packages on the shared.
Exactly.
Add references.
I can't really. There's a lot of things I can't do on this shared project.
Right.
I can live with that. That's fine. That's just how it is. And then this SQLite net is an API that allows you to. It's designed to allow you to define some classes and then decorate them with certain attributes, like the class itself, it gets a table attribute, and then the columns, you can specify that's the properties on the class, get like a primary key attribute, and there's index attributes and other things. And when you run your application, C# file will actually create the tables and the database for you.
Right. And the best thing about SQLite Net is it gives you the ability to query the tables using link.
Exactly. It exposes, then it knows that this object actually represents a table. So it's able to translate, I would call it a SQL translator API, a little bit like link to SQL, certainly not entity framework.
Sure.
It's just able to map the object model, the strongly typed object model, to SQL statements.
Yep.
Which is very nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it's not a full featured ORM product.
Sure.
What I have done in the toolbox is I've added the ability to create those classes that you would normally, as a developer, type. I've added the ability to quickly just generate those classes directly from the database. Ooh. So I have a feature called Add SQLite Net Model to Current Project.
Nice.
So that if you already have a database, either a SQLite database or even a SQL Server database, and this, you know that these are actually the columns I want to use.
That is a really handy feature. I'm really tired of creating all my model classes that are basically exactly the same thing that's in the database.
Because
now, obviously, sometimes you'll create your model that has additional columns.
Absolutely.
But it almost always starts out with pretty much the same table.
Initially, it's just a one-to-one mapping to a table with columns of particular types.
So I love having, I'm going to really enjoy having a tool that will do that for me.
Yeah, but this is what you get with the SQLite toolbox.
Okay.
So let's just add that. And it just created, for the time being, I just call it Model CS.
Okay.
this is the first iteration of the feature. Let's look a little at what that has done.
A class for each table in there? What's actually in there?
Sorry, I'll just shut this down. Let's open this one and see what's in here. This file, I've added this comment at the top, and all the classes. At the top, it actually contains a little bit of code to, in one fell swoop, to create. Oh, there's something wrong there. To create all the tables in that you need in one in one fell swoop, just by calling create on this SQLite DB class that I have invented.
So that gives you more of a standard place of where to store that code instead of putting it in the app.
Exactly.
.xaml.cs or whatever.
Exactly. And and I mean, this is the first iteration of this, so you could imagine other code, like code for moving. If you include a database file with your app, you need code for moving that to isolated storage.
Right.
I could add something, a little snippet of code to do that as well to this model. I just haven't got around to that yet.
Okay.
This is the first iteration. And just look. Let's just look at what the classes look like. So has a primary key attribute. So it inspects the schema of this table and will generate as much of those attributes that SQLite net knows as possible. So, for example, max length will limit the length of the character column, and it will also mark it as not nullable if that is applicable. It will also create unique indexes or and make this column a primary key, and it will actually also add other indexes that may already exist in the database. So if you have designed if you have a well-designed database in SQL Server, for example, and you say this is actually a schema I want to use, and it has all the useful indexes and the constraints that I want to use, you can very quickly just script that as a schema for SQLite, for example, generate a SQLite database.
Okay.
And then you will get all those constraints in your code without having to investigate what they were on the server.
So that actually raises an interesting question, a sort of a philosophical question. In MVVM, where you're creating your model, should your model know about the database, or should your model be 100% generic and not have any idea where the data is coming from? Because what you're generating here kind of has some knowledge of the database.
It has a lot of knowledge of the database.
So what's your philosophy on that?
I call it model, but it's probably not the best name. I could also just call it DAL, as in data access layer.
Right.
It's data access layer. In proper MVVM, I think you would probably make a view model on top of this data-based, very close one-to-one mapping of the actual tables in the database. And then you can add, I've done these as partial classes, but then you would probably prefer to add additional properties like full name or whatever that combine a first name and last name for display purposes in the view model on top of this.
Okay.
But if you...
Would you put that in the view model or would you put that in the model?
I would probably put it in the view model.
Because you want your model to... Why?
Just because I want the model to be pure.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Cool. Interesting.
Yeah.
No right answers. Just
I don't know.
Fun to talk about.
Yes. Now we've talked about some of the limitations of SQLite, that it's not a full-featured ORM. And for example, it doesn't support primary keys that contains, that it currently doesn't support primary keys that has more than one column. It doesn't know anything about foreign keys, unfortunately.
Yep.
So it's not really able to enforce that constraint that you can't really insert something in a table if the parent table doesn't exist.
Okay.
So you just will get an error when you try to do that, but it's not enforced in the model.
Okay.
In the data model. But the good news is that the entity framework team is working on a version of entity framework called version 7.
Mm-hmm.
For the time being, anyway.
Yeah.
That will actually be a full featured ORM. It will support unit of work. So everything you do within a lifetime of a context will be committed when you save changes.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be able to map all the things, concepts you know from relational databases like multi-column keys and foreign key constraints and
cool.
All those things.
Yeah. Yeah, look forward to that.
So we're looking forward to that, and that will support also universal apps, of course, both phone and store apps.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get those guys on and do a show in the near future, sometime in the first couple months of
the year.
They're
iterating just now. I think you give them a couple months. Yes, exactly.
To get a little bit more buttoned down, but that'd be a good show to have. This is awesome. I'm going to download this today, and I'm going to start using this. And as much as I appreciate and like the other tools I've been using, I'm done with them. This is now the one and only tool I'm going to use when building SQLite
apps.
If
you
encounter
any issues, please go to the issue tracker on sqlcetoolbox.codeplex.com.
Okay.
And if you have any issues or any bright ideas,
yep.
We already had some feedback about the extensions.
Exactly, yeah.
So I'll take a note of that.
All right, cool.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on and showing us this. If you guys are using SQLite, this is a must-have. Go get it. It's free, not only on CodePlex, but also on the gallery. If you want to see the code and play around with it, you're accepting contributions.
Absolutely.
CodePlex, if
Absolutely.
You want to be involved, or be just like me, you just want to download it and use it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.